们今天来看撒迦利亚书第七章第八章。
Let's look at the book of Zechariah, chapter 7, chapter 8 today.
第七章跟开始的时候就是在大利王大利乌王四年九月，就是基斯流月。
In the beginning, it talks about the fourth year of the king Darius, the war king to in the ninth month, the month of Kislev.
这是巴比伦在用的日子，他们回到耶路撒冷，因为还是属于这一个啊被掳在巴比伦被释放回来的，他们还用这样子的一个日子。
They used this calendar, and because after captivity, they kept this way of keeping track of months and dates.
那时候呢，他们打发了一些人呢，去恳求耶和华的恩。
So they sent many people to inquire of the Lord.
第三节说，并问万军之耶和华殿中的祭司和先知说。
By asking the priests of the house of the Lord Almighty and the prophets.
我历年来以来在午夜间哭泣斋戒，现在还当这样行吗？
Should I mourn and fast in the fifth month as I have done for so many years?
那么这些人是谁呢？这些人是那时伯特利人已经打发这个撒利色和利坚米勒。
Who were these people? The people of Bethel who have sent the Sherezer and Regem Melech.
伯特利人。
It's people from Bethel.
伯特利人就是北国的，伯特利就是北国的一个啊敬拜耶和华的地方。
So Bethel was a place of worship in northern kingdom.
那么我们知道这个敬拜耶和华，那个耶和华是什么？是金牛犊。
But we know that what they worship is golden calf in the northern kingdom.
表示呢，他们用他们的意念去敬拜耶和华的意思。
Meaning that they use their will to worship the Lord.
是过去北国的敬拜的地方。
This is a place of worship in the northern kingdom.
但却不是敬拜耶和华的地方。
Yet they were not worshiping the Lord.
也许叫做耶和华他们的亚威。
Maybe they have the honor and the majesty of the Lord.
但所拜的却是金牛。
But what they worship was a golden calf.
那么这个撒利色呢，是这个亚述的名字。
So Sherezer means the name of Assyrians.
那么这个利坚米勒呢
？And the Regem Melech.
因为他有写到米勒这两个字呢，大概是官场里面的人。
So the Melech probably had to do with the people in the court.
那么这三个人呢，他们来问，对，到圣殿当中来问耶和华的祭司跟先知。
They came to inquire of the priests and the prophets of the Lord.
问说，我们历年来午夜间的斋戒，这个哭泣，还当这样行吗？
Should I mourn and fast in the fifth month as I've done for so many years?
那么他们的午夜的斋戒是国难日。
Because of the fifth month was their nation of mourning.National mourning.
国难日是被巴比伦所掳掠的那个日子。
It was a time when they became exiles in Babylon.
所以在国难日的时候，他们已经做了七十年的这个禁食的祷告斋戒。
So they have been doing this for 70 years, for year after year for their exile to Babylon.
那么现在耶路撒冷已经重建了。
And now Jerusalem is being rebuilt.
那么他们就想说，还需要再这样子斋戒吗？
So they think whether they should continue to do this.
那么第四节跟第五节里面就告诉我们，万军之耶和华的话临到我说。
So in verse 4 and verse 5, the word of the Lord came.
你们要宣告国内的众民和祭司说。
You should declare to the people.
你们这七十年五月七月的禁食悲哀，岂是丝毫向我禁食吗？
And ask them when they fast and mourn in the fifth and the seventh months for the past 70 years.Was it really for me that you fasted?
这是告诉我们说，到底是我们是为这一个国破家亡来进食。
So it's asking us whether we are fasting because of the destruction of the nation and the destruction of families.
还是为了我们得罪了耶和华，所以导致这样子的问题来进食。
Or because we sinned against the Lord, so we need to turn back. That's why we fast.
这两个方向跟动机都不一样。
The directions and the motives are different in both of them.
耶和华才告诉他们说，这七十年来，五月七月。
So that's why the Lord asked them in the fifth and seventh months for seven past 70 years.
五月是国难节的禁食。
So the fifth month was the mourning of the nation.
七月是他们律法中的斋戒月。
So the seventh month was their Levitical day of mourning.
所以这五月跟七月的禁食是像我吗？
So it really for him.
那这个 信仰就告诉我们说，我们的信仰不但是在礼仪上面，而在灵性上面。
So he tells us our belief should not be in a ceremony, but really in the spirit.
如果神根本否定了这一些禁食，他就不会这样告诉他们。
So if God really didn't take pleasure in these fasting, he would not have told them this.
表示说我们的禁食神是看重的。
Meaning that God really looked upon favor with our fasting.
但他要导正我们的是那个禁食的方向跟动机到底是什么。
But what he wants to change is our motives and direction in our fasting.
不单单是这一些啊外在的礼仪，而是内心里面的悔改。
So it's not just the external ceremony, but really the internal change within us.
第六节跟第七节，你们尝，你们吃喝不是为自己吃。
So in verse 6 and verse 7, when you were eating and drinking, were you just fasting for yourself, feasting for yourselves?
这个就是当耶路撒冷四围的城邑有居民正兴盛，南地高原有人居住的时候。
So when Ananias' words that proclaimed when the prophet and people were surrounding the towns at rest and prosperous.
耶和华借着从前的先知所宣告的话，你们不当听吗？
So these are the words that the word that proclaims through the prophets, and don't you listen to these words?
这表示呢，神已经让他们归回了，已经让他们这一个在复兴里面有望的时候。
So God wanted them to return. So when they were prosperous,
我们不应当更加的要禁食吗？
Should we fast even more?
啊，所以这里面呢，他们提到的是想要。告诉说，哎，已经国难已经过去了，耶路撒冷圣殿都已经建造起来。
So here is telling them that the temple is already being rebuilt and they're being returned from the exile.
这三种人是一般的这个基督徒的代表。
So these three type of people represent the general Christians.
在这一个啊，这个伯特利上面的人。
Now those who were in Bethel.
在被掳到亚述地方的人。
Those people who were exiled to Assyria.
在这个官宦里面的高位，在教会里面啊有高位的人
，and those who were in the court or high official, that those the people in church with positions.
这一世，我们做这一些的疑问，到底是我们的内心里面的改变
？So when we do all these things, is it for our change in ourselves?
还只是外在的一种彰显
？Or is it only to show off externally?
那么什么时候我们可以不进食呢
？So when can we not fast?
当我们看到神的复兴临到的时候，我们更应该进食。
When we see the revival of the Lord, we should fast even more.
因为复兴临到的时候，我们要建造耶和华给我们的使命的时候，我们更应该在神的面前反思。
So when we being revived, we are given the commission. We need to fast and reflect even more.
那么这七十年间的吃喝的禁食，岂是向我禁食吗？
So in 70 years when they were eating and feasting and also fasting, were they done for him?
表示呢，我们看到以色列人他们有一个光景。
So we see this what happened to the Israelites.
也是很多的这个基督徒禁食的光景。
This is also what happened to Christians when they fast.
因为有某一些问题或苦难来临，我没有办法解决了。
Because some of the problems or suffering came that we cannot solve.
我就想透过禁食来让神启示我。
So I want to fast and let God reveal to me.
那么这样子的一个禁食是没有错的，动机是好的。
It's a good motive. It's right.
使我如何脱离这个苦难
？How do I depart or escape from the
suffering? 或者禁食的当中，我知道这个苦难的来源是什么
？But in fasting, we'll find out what the source of this suffering or problem.
但是很怕说我们进入这个禁食里面，我们的诉求并不是这样。
But we are afraid that if we are fast, we don't actually receive this kind of revelation about the source.
好像神喜欢我们向他进食。
As if God is pleased with us fasting.
以至于我们进食的时候，就是有一种条件式的交换。
As if we fast for in exchange of condition.
当我们的仪文，当我们的礼仪。成为这样子的交换的时候
，when an hour ceremonial fasting and this is try to in exchange to receive favor，
这就是耶和华向他们所讲的这七十年间的五月、七月，你们岂是向我进食
？This is what the Lord is talking about in the 70 years and the fifth and seventh months when they fast。
原本神设下那七月的斋戒月大月是好的
，even the seventh month it actually is a good thing for them.
要我们安静在神的面前思考如何归向神。
So that we should rest and be quiet before the Lord to think about things.
国难日的时候，我们要思想这一个被掳是什么原因。
So when there was a national mourning, we need to reflect on why we were.
如今我们归回了，建圣殿已经被建造了，我们更应当进食。
So now the temple is being rebuilt and we are returned, we should even fast even more.
我们是不是按照我们的自己的想法去建造，还是按着神的想法？
Are we building according to our own ways or God's ways?
所以我们更应当进食在神的面前。
So we should fast even more before the Lord.
第七章第八节到第九节。
In chapter 7 verse 8 to verse 9,
告诉我们说真正进食里面所产生的一个定义是什么。
So you tell us what's the meaning of the fasting.
耶和华的话又临到撒迦利亚说。
And the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah.
万军之耶和华曾对你们的列祖如此说。
This is what the Lord Almighty said.
要按治理判断个人以慈爱怜悯弟兄。
Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another.
不可欺压寡妇孤儿寄居的和贫穷人。
Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the aliens or the poor.
谁都不可心里谋害弟兄。
In your hearts, do not think evil of each other.
所以整个的禁食祷告让我们所产生的一个观念里面。
So in our fasting, the ideas of things that come to our minds.
就是我们会思考到神他的属性。
We will think about God's nature.
那我们禁食亲近神的时候，使我们这一个人也有耶和华那一个公义的属性。
So when we fast and approach God, we also have God's righteousness in us.
那一些公义的属性以及怜悯跟慈爱。
And the righteousness of God and His compassion and love.
这一些呢，都是怎么样？神，我们亲近神所产生出来的。
This all comes from approaching to God.
那么我们亲近神，可以产生就是神在我们里头的亮光。
So this becomes the light in us when we approach Him.
进食亲近神之后呢，这个在我们里头神给我们有他的属性，我们就可以过这样子的生活。
So when we fast before him and we have the nature of God in us, we can live this kind of life.
内心里面有公义跟慈爱的判断。
So in our hearts we have the judgment of righteousness and compassion.
外在的行为不欺压孤儿寡妇跟聚集贫穷的人。
Then in our deeds we will not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the alien, or the poor.
心里不谋害弟兄。
And our hearts will not think evil of the brothers.
这些呢都是在禁食祷告里面所产生出来。
This all comes from fasting, praying.
当这三个人，这三个代表的人呢，去寻求耶和华的时候，
When these representatives went to inquire of the Lord.
哎呀，太平了，不用再禁食了吧。
They would say it's already at rest and peaceful. There's no need to fast.
哎呀，这太平了，我们就不用积极的感恩了吧。
So when it's already at rest and peaceful, we don't need to give thanks.
同样的，我们思考到这个911的时候。
So similarly, when we think about 9/11.
啊，911的时候，我们看到那一年的当中。
Saw that during that one year.
据统计，美国的教会里面哈、啊，成长了人数哈、啊，相当可观。
That during that particular year, there were so many people that entered the church that particular year.
祷告会的人增加很多。
And people who went to prayer meetings increased greatly.
但是呢，当这个日子越来越久，一平淡过去的时候，
but as the days went on,
那么教会的人数呢，突然之间也又慢慢的少掉了。
And people who attended church start to decrease again.
祷告的人也越来越少。
And those who pray become fewer and fewer.
这事实上是如此的。
That's the truth.
当去参加这一个救灾活动的时候，
So then we went to the fundraising for the disaster.
不管是在台湾或在四川，
Whether it's in Taiwan or in Sichuan.
当事情刚刚发生的时候，
When things just happened.
哎呀，那个福音是好传啊。
Now, the gospel was easy to preach.
但是当人一平静下来的时候，
But as men receive rest,
啊，开始呢不觉得那么感恩了。
They don't feel that thankful anymore.
当这一个问题一来临的时候，
But when the problem came,
人的心很柔软，
and people's heart were softened.
但是当慢慢觉得很平静的时候，
but as the time went on with and the peace,
反倒人的心开始刚硬起来，
man's heart began to harden again.
我们就看到这一个呢，以色列人也是有这种的写照。
So So this is also a description of this, the Israelites.
那这给我们基督徒应当有什么样子的反思呢？
So what this does tell us as Christians?
想到的同样是人。
So we are also men.
他们会这样，我们也可能会这样。
If they did those things, we may do the same things.
因此，撒加利亚第七章这一个反思，给我们每一个基督徒有很大的看见。
So in chapter 7, what Zechariah reflected, gave
us a great
vision. So chapter
7, 万军之耶和华如此说,
the Lord Almighty who said,
将来必有年老的男女坐在耶路撒冷街上。
So there will be people on the street.
因为年纪老迈就拿着拐杖。
Because of their age, they will walk with staff.
城中街上必有男孩女孩玩耍。
There will be men and women on the street.
万军之耶和华如此说，到那日这些事，这事在圣在余圣的民眼中看为稀奇。
So this is what the Lord Almighty says, that this will be amazing to the people.
在我的眼中也看为稀奇。
It might also be in my eyes.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord Almighty.
重要的是那个稀奇。
So its importance is marvelous.
的稀奇呢，就是到那日。
So it's that day.
到那日
at that time,
我们就看到这耶路撒冷会有老人因为老迈拿拐杖。
You'll see this, there'll be old people on the street. They're old.
表示他的活可以活很久。
Meaning that they can live to very old age.
他可以很安居乐业。
They can be at peace.
看到街中必有男孩女孩在那边玩耍。
There'll be boys and girls playing there on the streets.
人口增加。
And the people multiply.
在街道上玩耍。
And they're playing on the street.
那么这一个呢，就是我们要看到的，到那日神所讲的光景。
This is what we see the Almighty says.
那么这一个耶和华说，在我眼中也看为稀奇吗
？So is it marvelous in my eyes?
这个好像是神说，你们认为这个是很稀奇的吗
？God says, is this marvelous to you?
突然之间有一些事情在报章杂志上产生出来的时候
So when certain things happen, it's reported
in newspaper. 在一些不太可能有得救的地方，突然间有些人得救的时候
In places where we think there no one will be saved, but suddenly people are saved.
或是哪一天你看到这一个回教地区里面的这一个回教徒，一夕之间从他们的这一个祭司长到百姓之间，一夕之间改变成基督徒的时候，你会感觉到稀奇吗？
So on the day when suddenly the Muslim from their high official down to their people all turned to the Lord and got saved, would you think it marvelous?
所以这一些呢，就是说，当我们看到不太可能的时候，所产生的那种现状，我们就会感到稀奇。
So when things that seem impossible become a reality, we think it marvelous.
当我们感到稀奇，这没有什么。
So when we think it's marvelous, it's nothing.
我们用第三人称去想到神，他也感到稀奇吗
？So to use the third person here, would that be marvelous to God's eyes?
到那日，这稀奇的事情必然发生。
But in those days, those marvelous things will happen.
因为不是靠我们多么会传。
It's not because how well we can preach the gospel.
我们不这么做的时候，神愿意兴起另外的人这么做。
If we don't do this, God will raise others to do it.
那么我们。本来应该得着的那一个功劳就被人夺去了。
And what we were supposed to receive in terms of our wages, we lost them.
我们看到整个最后这一个在耶路撒冷那个犹太人所传福音的棒子没有出来。
So we see that in Jerusalem, where the Jews supposed to pass on the gospel, it didn't happen.
我们看彼得这一群人，他在这一个向这一个犹太人传福音，定义向犹太人传福音的。
So we saw that Peter, when he was preaching the gospel to the Jews,
这一支并没有太壮大。
This did not pass on greatly.
真正壮大起来的是怎么样？向外邦传福音的那一支。
But what became prosperous was the gospel preached to the Gentiles.
保罗、巴拿巴。
It was done by Paul and Barnabas.
保罗跟他的同工希拉。
And also his friend Silas.
到了百基拉、雅基拉。
And Aquila and Priscilla.
这一群人向外邦传福音的。
And this group of people preached to the Gentiles.
在那一些不可能得救的人，他们得救了。
And to those who were supposedly not saved, they got saved.
当然，神也容许本来是基督教的国家。
God also allowed countries that were supposedly Christian countries.
一夕之间变成回教国家。
It was sudden became a countries of Muslims.
这一个就在非洲里面就有这个国家。
This happened in Africa.
是因为什么呢
？Why?
是因为利。利。
Because of
这个跟国家利益。
Has to do with countries.
跟个人利益。
A personal benefit.
所以呢，就在十几世纪之前呢，这个他们怎么样？从回教国这个、基督教国家变成回教国家。
That's why the Christian country became a Muslim country.
很清楚的，以别神代替耶和华的那的国啊，这愁苦必加增。
So this is what happened. They substitute Jehovah with another god.
虽然这个回教有给他们有一些贸易的利益。
Even though the Muslims gave them some benefits in their trades,
但这些贸易的利益
but these are benefits
仅仅都是在那一些高官的人上面
only benefit of those who are in the high positions.
但国民里面怎么样呢？这个孤儿寡妇呢，都欺压他们
but all the peoples who are orphans and fatherless were oppressed or the widows.
在基督教义的国家里面的阶级不会有那么大的强烈。
So in Christian countries that's really built on this foundation, they do not have such a disparity.
在其他任何宗教的宗族教这个教义里面，他们的种族是有很大的差异。
In other countries that have the other type of teachings, that there is such disparity.
所以他们不太可能去照顾那孤儿寡妇。
So they were not likely to take care of orphans and widows.
特别在他们当中寄居的。
Especially those aliens live among them.
当这一个教义完全被改变的时候
So when the teaching is completely changed,
很多的事情就临到了
So many things happened.
那么我们就看到非洲这个国家呢
We see this country in Africa.
莫桑比克
Mozambique.
这个本来是基督教的国家
Was supposed to be a Christian country.
一夕之间变成怎么样？这个变成这个回教国家
Overnight became a Muslim country.
因此呢，我们就看到本来是基督教的国家，后来变成这样的时候，很多的灾难就临到。
As a subsequence, as a result, that many disasters came.
因为他们惧怕。
Because they feared.
惧怕这一个回教。
They are afraid of the Muslim.
带来有利益。
And because of the lust.
双重的挂钩，他们就被吸引去了。
Now because of these two, that they were deceived.
一直到现在，这样子一蹶不起。
Still now they are not able to be.
那么我们看到，这就是在我眼中也看为稀奇吗
？So is it marvelous in my eyes？
那你说，那神怎么这么残忍呢
？You ask why is God so cruel？
那些小孩不都无辜的吗
？And those orphans they are helpless。
神没有告诉他们要这样。
God didn't tell them to do those things。
那一个是公义的神所产生出来的结果。
This is what happened because of righteousness of God。
因为他们不遵守耶和华。
Because they did not obey the Lord.
那我们看到耶和华的百姓也是如此。
We see that the people of the Lord is the same.
我们看到保罗讲到说，我们这一些外邦人是被逆着枝子接上去的野橄榄。
Because Paul said that we are wild branches are engrafted to the vine.
如果神都不爱惜原来的枝子
，If God did not care for the original branches,
逆着枝子接上去的野橄榄，神会眷顾吗？
And we are all branches that are engrafted to the vine with God.
意思说，神都把原来的枝子给砍断了，难道我们都接上去的，他就会更保护吗
？So just because he cut off the branches, does it mean that he would protect more us who are engrafted?
从圣经来看是不会的。
From the Bible, it won't happen.
神的公义向这一个信实的人显彰显出来是慈爱的。
To those who are faithful, God's righteousness is love or mercy.
第七节到第八节，万军之耶和华如此说。
So verse 7 to verse 8, this is what the Lord says.
我要从东方从西方救回我的民。
I'll save my people from the countries of the east and the west.
我要领他们来。
I'll bring them back.
使他们住在耶路撒冷中。
To live in Jerusalem.
他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
They'll be my people. I'll be their faithful.
都凭着诚实和公义。
As their God.
万军之耶和华如此说
This is what the Lord Almighty said.
当建造万军之耶和华的殿
Who those who hear his word who are building the temple
先知所说的话
Who are then when the foundations were laid before the house of the Lord Now you hear these words spoken by the prophets.
应当手里强壮。
Let your hands be strong.
那么这里告诉我们呢，神他会把这一个人从东方从西方吸引回来。
Telling us that God will bring back people from the left, from the east and the west.
神要拯救。
God wants to save.
可是那一些愿意归回的人。
Those who are willing to turn back.
虽然整个国家里面因为这个拜偶像，因为不遵照神的话被掳掠。
But because the people who they disobey the word of God and worship idol, they were exiled.
是我们也看到里面有很多虔诚的人。
But we saw that there are many people who are godly.
他们虽然在苦难的当中，他们也认罪在神的面前。
So in the suffering, they also confessed their sins.
但以理、
Daniel、
以赛亚、
Isaiah
这一些都是神所重用的。
These were people used by God.
帮助了许多的百姓在苦难当中得到安慰。
So help a lot of people to comfort them in suffering.
我们从圣经里面看到神的公义，七十年后他们归回了。
We see in God's righteousness in 70 years they returned.
的确，从东从西。
Indeed, from the countries of east and west.
我们看到整个现在的耶路撒冷里面也是这样，从各地里面。
We see that Jerusalem today is the same from all over the world.
北方王要拦阻，但是神说交出来。
Even though the king of the north want to stop, but God says, "Let him over." 以西结当中就
看到北方王这个苏联当时怎么样不让这个犹太人回到耶路撒冷。
So we see that in Book of Ezekiel at that time, that Russia did not want to give up the Jews.
但是最后他们还是回来。
By the end, they still returned.
我们看到从非洲的黑色的犹太人回来。
We also see from Africa the black Jews return also.
东方从这一个那个亚洲国家里面都回到耶路撒冷。
Even the Jews in the east return to Jerusalem.
所以当我们看到立根基之日，
so we see the day the foundations were built.
孙子所说的话，你们现在你们听见，应当手里强壮。
So because you hear the words spoken by the prophet, your hands should be strong.
我们看到除了哈该、撒加利亚外，其他的先知并没有提到立根基的日子。
So besides the book of Haggai and Zechariah, we did not see where mentioned about the foundation being laid for the house of the Lord.
那么十一节上，如今我带着圣余圣的名，必不像从前。
So verse 11, now I'll deal with the remnant of the people as I have did in the past. I will not.
他们必平安撒种，葡萄树必结果子。
The seed will grow well, the vine will yield fruit, the ground will produce the crops.
地必出土产，天也必降甘霖。
And the heavens will drop their dew.
所以我们就看到整个的神的祝福会临到。
We see that God's blessings will come.
当我们愿意建造的时候。
When we're willing to build.
当我们这一个人愿意把根基建造在磐石上，立根基的时候。
So when we're willing to build our foundations on the rock to be firm.
我们愿意寻求神的道，走在神的路上的时候。
So we seek the word of God and walk in His ways.
这一些神的祝福就临到。
And God's blessings will come.
我们就看到所撒的种。
We see the seed that's sown.
既在神的道上，那必结出很多的果子来。
That those who, that in the way of the word of the Lord will produce many crops.
当我们看到十三节里面，犹大家和以色列家。
So in verse 13 we see the house of Israel.
你们从前在列国中怎样成为可咒诅的。
You have been the object of cursing among the nations.
照样我要拯救你们，使人称你们为有福的。
So will I save you and you become a blessing.
你们不要惧怕，手要强壮。
Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong.
那么为什么会惧怕呢？
So why will we be afraid?
因为很稀奇。
Because it's marvelous.
在不可能的时候竟然复兴起来。
That in the impossibility that they will revive.
以色列的复国就是这样。
And that's how Israelites will revive.
最近以色列跟这个伊朗有一个很大的这一个冲突。
Now there is a conflict between Iran and Israel right now.
大家不愿意让他们打起来，当然是不愿意看到很多的事情发生。
A lot of people don't want them to go to war because they don't want a lot of things happening in the world.
其实呢，很多的国家是希望他们赶快打起来。
But a lot of countries actually want them to go to war.
但打起来又造成很大的经济损失的时候，他们又不愿意。
But because of the economic consequences, they were not willing for them to go to war.
内心里面是希望透过这样子的人去做教训的工作。
Now they were hoping that in their hearts that this will happen so that they will teach them a lesson.
外表上讲要用外交周旋。
So externally use a diplomatic means.
事实上，这都是玩两面手法。
But in reality, they are playing two games.
那么神的百姓是不是在人的玩弄当中呢？
So is God being played among the hands of man?
我们要看到神的百姓这个时候呢，我们渐渐的立在根基上的，不再被玩弄之中了。
So we want to see the people of God build their foundation on the rock but not being played in the cards.
他们的手要强壮。
Their hands need to be strong.
这个强壮的意思呢，并不是继续打仗了。
Strong doesn't mean to continue to
fight the war. 按照神的旨意去做这样子一个工作。
But to do according to the will of God.
那么万军之耶和华这样子说的时候，就必这样子来立定，并不后悔。
So this is what the Lord Almighty said, just as He had determined to do, He would not repent.
十五节说：“现在我要照样定义施恩与耶路撒冷和犹大家。”
So now I determined to do good again to Jerusalem and Judah.
你们不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
也就告诉我们说，这个以色列人现在跟各国的一个征战呢，不要惧怕。
He's telling us that even though Israel is a war with many nations, tell us not to be afraid.
这个有神的美意在当中。
Because God has good will in it.
或打或不打。
To fight or not to fight.
或有灾难临到。
Or disasters or not.
我们看到神定义施恩耶路撒冷和犹大家。
God is determined to do good to Jerusalem and Judah.
那么耶路撒冷跟犹大家。
So Jerusalem and Judah.
是敬拜的地方。
Are the places of worship.
跟神所拣选的。
And also, it's God's chosen.
我们没有什么好惧怕的。
We have nothing to be afraid of.
这个是撒迦利亚给我们看到对我们的一种勉励。
This is an encouragement from Zechariah.
也就是当他们归回的时候，他们所发生的一些事情。
So meaning that when they return, even though things happen.
我们今天要从这七章跟八章里面来看到，我们是否应该继续的在神的面前。
So tell us in chapter 7 and chapter 8 whether we need to
感恩的心。
We should return to the Lord with a heart of thanksgiving.
我们的禁食，特别是这个礼拜是禁食祷告周。
Especially in terms of fasting, this is a week of fasting for our church.
我们如何持续的在禁食里面
？How we continually in the fasting?
跟神亲近
，and draw near to God.
使我们内在的行为跟外在的行为
，so that we have a repentance internally and externally.
都能合乎神所说的要求。
Would be fulfill his requirement.
因为我们亲近神，我们的生命里面就有更大的美好的张力。
When we draw near him, we have greater power in our lives. Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
我们再一次的求你帮助我们。
We ask you again to help us.
从撒迦利亚的话语里面
，From words of Zechariah,
给我们看到
that we see
我们的禁食
our fasting
是要在悔改的里头
，It's in repentance.
在目标清楚的当中
in the direction that's clear,
在一种感恩的里头
with thanksgiving,
主啊我们不在疑问里面
we are no longer in just
包括我们的聚会包括我们的祷告
in our meeting and our prayer,
主啊你都与我们同在
that you are with us,
导正我们的思想
and change our thinking,
带领我们的脚步
and lead our steps,
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.